7 p.m. Undocumented is a documentary about a 13-year-old who travels from Colombia to join his parents in America and his life becoming a surgeon. It is a story of struggle, loss, danger, courage, and love. Again, that's a film screening of Undocumented, Thursday, August 9th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. The Engineering Committee will meet on the first Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, July 26, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio station at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the fishnet, because if you don't feel you're being fished for, it's time to cut bait and run. This is Radio for Woke Folk and the Weird Fiat and the Fully Realized Resistance, and you can get there if you try. Weather for the next few days today, well, of course, it's going to be hot, 92 degrees around about, and overnight it will drop down about 64, approaching a full moon tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs around 91, and then Friday night, 65. Overnight low, haha. And then remember that we had a heat advisory up till Thursday. That's only so people don't panic, because Friday and Saturday are just as bad. Saturday, highs around 93, and overnight low 66. Sunday, highs around 97. Overnight. See what I mean? If they actually told you it's going to be insufferably hot for the foreseeable future, you give up, but we don't give up. We got a few top stories. We're going to be speaking later on in the show with Josh Laughlin of Cascadia Wildlands about Devil's Staircase and why it is so important, why this just might be the hour of the counterintuitive, and perhaps going smaller and smaller and smaller is the way to move mountains, which is exactly what we need to do. We need to move mountains far from Trump's EPA as we possibly can. It's a cliche, but the frog in the pot of water on the stove slowly boiling to death. We're there. We're really there. When after 9/11, when they passed the Patriot Act, Right? Remember the USA Patriot Act? Of course you don't. Nobody does. Nobody even read it. The people who signed off on it at the time hadn't read it. 600 pages of twaddle, right? But it was dangerous twaddle, and it has affected all of our lives ever since. And we're not even aware of it. The few people that have heard of the USA Patriot Act can't name three major ways in which their lives have been changed by it. And yet it has completely revamped the American governance on either side. Both those being governed, or consenting, presumably, to being governed, and those governing. And those governing are blissfully unaware of those that they govern, as long as the money continues to flow. And that stops. If we ever did stop behaving like good little consumers and started acting like irate citizens, that might change. Because once that money flow is cut, then the governed need to think twice about exactly where we're all heading together. That said, I do want to take us straight to Josh Laughlin. This today, however, is, let's not forget, today is the Fam Slam, and the U.S. government tries to find all the kids they've lost in the United States of America. Try Disneyland. That's where they probably went, you know? Hell, they gotta. If you can get yourself out of Honduras or Guatemala on your own, you should be able to hop a fence and get into the happiest place on earth, right? That shouldn't be a problem. You can get there if you try. Okay, that said, cut to the chase. President Trump has long used Twitter as his own private echo chamber. And now the special counsel is investigating the president's tweets as part of a broad obstruction inquiry. We have a president that tweets. Did you ever think that would happen? Of course not. No, none of us ever thought the USA Patriot Act would ever happen either. So, and there's a push by a consortium of wackos to impeach Rod Rosenstein, and this has in fact riven Republican leadership, creating an issue that could become a litmus test in the race to replace Paul Ryan. And you can see how confident the GOP leadership is, because they're not even bothering to come up with explanations or excuses, because they know they're going to just kill it in the midterms, and they're going to kill it even more in 2020. It's just Trump is going to land another 4 years. Just watch it. It's happening right now. It's already happened, you know. So other things to think about. There are questions again in Arizona. Why are Phoenix police officers shooting so many people? The city's already matched its all-time high of 31 so far, year to date, as we say in the financial world. And it's not even the end it's just barely the end of July. Police officials say that it's because line officers are running into more and more armed and dangerous suspects. Ah, you see what's happening here. We're all meeting force with more force with more force. But city council has recently authorized, we're going to study it to go a bit deeper into potential causes. Let me think. Could it possibly be poverty? House conservatives on the impeachment of Rod Rosenstein, there are charges trumped up by these 11 Freedom Caucus members, less than 5% of the GOP House Caucus, but then it all centers around what they say is a failure of the Justice Department to provide Congress with more information about the investigation. Well, we could go on and on and on about that. Meanwhile, the living world around us is finds itself on life support. We have these fires raging. What's going to happen? What's going to happen when these fires start burning all year round? Fire season has gotten longer and longer at both ends, eh? And sooner or later, it's going to meet in the middle, and we're going to have year-round fires. There will be, with every news report, there's going to be a fire report. Containment will be out of the question. So what's going to happen when some of these all-year-round fires meet and become colossi that we have absolutely no idea how to control, never mind extinguish? That's something to bear in mind, because we're heading in that direction right now, people. We also have a laughable EPA. It's an insult to the whole notion of protecting the environment. Josh Laughlin joins us today to talk about one example, Devil's Staircase, and this is a prime example of quantum environmental science. Good morning, Josh. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Talk a little bit about what's going on with Devil's Staircase, a place that many people, if you are many listeners are inveterate campers, and if you camp, then you've seen Devil's Staircase.
Sure. Even amidst this out-of-worldly political climate we're in the midst of right now, there's a particularly exciting effort continuing, and that is the effort to create the 30,500-acre Devil's Staircase Wilderness, which is a slice of the Oregon Coast Range that continues to exist as it once did. It's really a remnant slice of the Coast Range tucked just east of the mouth of the Umpqua River, and it houses centuries-old rainforests, spawning salmon, giant Pacific salamanders, and really should be permanently protected for this generation and those to come.
And of course, there's so many unknowns. We don't even probably the. Do you have any notion of the species that have been identified, and the probable existence of many more species still there?
Sure. Yeah. Well, the scientists have documented and told us that it's really a hotbed of activity for a host of imperiled species that continue to teeter on the brink of extinction, notably a number of different Pacific salmon species like Chinook salmon and coho, Oregon Coast coho salmon, species like the northern spotted owl and the marbled murrelet, which is a unique seabird that bobs around the ocean most of its life just offshore fishing for small fish, but uniquely it nests inland up to 40 miles. So here you have this seabird with webbed feet flying inland up to 50 miles to nest, and they primarily nest on wide mossy branches, places like Devil's Staircase that have these towering old growth forests.
These are the upper canopy. Remind listeners a little bit of what the upper canopy is like. It's an entire ecosystem that humans never, or they certainly should not be up there crawling around on the wide mossy branches.
Yeah, it wasn't actually until the 1970s that biologists even discovered this species, physically found it and saw it, because it's so elusive. It spends its nesting time up in, upwards of 100 to 200 feet in the canopy, where the male and female take turns going out to the ocean to catch a fish, and it while one's out there, the other one is helping incubate the single egg that's dropped on a wide mossy branch. So places like Devil's Staircase require permanent protection to ensure species like the marbled murrelet persist into the future. And the climate scientists are also talking about the necessity to safeguard what they call these climate refugia, places that never have been clear-cut before, that store incomparable amounts of carbon to mitigate this climate change disaster that we're in the midst of. So again, another key reason to keep this place protected forever, and that will only happen through a federal wilderness designation.
So that we have in less than a minute, if you wouldn't mind letting listeners know how they can follow up along with this process and could possibly even make their own contribution to the effort. We don't know which species. All species are key to the life of all others. When you talk about, they talk about thinning trees, right? And everybody thinks, oh, thinning, that sounds nice. We all like to be thin, don't we? Sure. So when we think about a stand of Douglas, in a stand of Douglas fir, one Douglas fir will be in touch with at least 40 others. So think about that. Then they contribute to one another's well-being. You can't thin. You can't take out the ones around one tree. That's called logging, people. Logging. Josh, just briefly, how can we keep up with what all of you at Cascadia Wildlands are up to?
Sure. Well, it's important to thank and acknowledge our Congressman Peter DeFazio in the House, who continues to champion this effort in Congress. Senators Wyden and Merkley are championing a similar effort in the Senate. We anticipate a markup in Congress, in the Senate committee, later in July. So our senators need kudos for carrying the weight back in Washington, D.C. amidst this bizarre political climate we've found ourselves in. So acknowledging and appreciating them, staying up to date and taking action when required. Listeners should absolutely check out Cascadia Wildlands' website, cascwild.org, C-A-S-C-wild.org. And